Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Chris. This is episode 70 of the Libertarian Republican Podcast. Welcome back. This is going to be quickie about regulatory compliance costs, because I think this is just one of those little issues that Republicans can use. Look, our economy is spiraling down the toilet right now. We've got inflation running out of control. We have to be able to offer real concrete solutions. How are we going to fix things? And you know, one of the problems Republicans are always talking about cutting taxes. Republicans always say, we're going to cut taxes. And that's great. I'm all for low taxes. But you also have to cut regulations, and you have to have a good argument for cutting regulations. And one of the, because, you know, the Democrats, like I say all the time, are government worshipers. They always believe that more regulations are better. They always think that regulations are essential. I mean, every single regulation that you could even ever possibly imagine is absolutely essential for our very survival and for the survival of the planet. You know, they're fanatics. And one of the arguments that we can make about cutting regulations is the regulatory compliance costs. You know, companies, businesses spend trillions of dollars complying with the regulations. And the money that they spend is on regulatory compliance. If we cut that, that would reduce their costs of business. You know, we need to be the party that wants to make it easier for and faster and less expensive for companies, for anybody, for small businesses, for big businesses, for anybody to start a business, expand a business, and hire people. Because that is that's the backbone of a healthy economy. You have to have people working. People have to be working. I mean, that's the key to a healthy economy. And businesses in this country are so buried under regulations that it makes it very hard and very slow, very time consuming, very expensive to start or expand businesses. So if you cut regulations, cut the regulatory compliance costs, and particularly the expensive regulations, that will cut the cost of doing business for businesses in America, and that will reduce prices, because obviously when businesses don't have to spend so much to be a business, they can operate on lower prices. So they can pass those prices on to the consumer. So that's one way that we can fight inflation. And that's one way that we can get our economy up and running again, because instead of everybody just sitting around getting checks from the government or on welfare, on unemployment, and the government won't have to print up so much money to prop up the government, to prop up this economy, which is what it's been doing. It's been doing it since the 2008 financial crisis. It's been doing it for decades, but it really ramped up after the 2008-2009 financial crisis, the government just printing money to prop and just pumping money into the economy, into the banking system, to prop up the stock market, to prop up businesses, to bail out businesses. And you know, wouldn't it be great if businesses didn't need to be bailed out, if the government didn't need to create all this money, print all this money up to keep our economy afloat? Wouldn't that be great? Well, one of the things we can do is cut regulations. You know, cutting taxes is great, and I'm all for cutting taxes. Remember, though, if you cut taxes, you also have to cut spending, because the goal of cutting taxes isn't just to, you know, this argument that if you cut taxes, well, we don't have to cut spending because it'll boost the economy and they'll actually increase tax revenue. That argument doesn't wash with me, because the goal of cutting taxes should be to deprive the government of money, to take money away from the government and leave it in the hands of the American people, who know better how to spend it. But that's a whole other argument. So that's just a quickie about regulatory compliance costs. You know, as these midterm elections get closer and closer, this is one of those arguments that we can use, a concrete solution that we can present to get the economy up and running again, to decrease inflation, to fight inflation, to lower prices. So that's it. That's episode 70. All right, that's a quickie, and I will catch you on the next one, episode 71. Bye-bye.